Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we take you to Southern California. We tell about artwork on the side of buildings and bridges in the city of Los Angeles. Then, we spend a day with a Hollywood paparazzo, a photographer who takes pictures of movie stars. Los Angeles is famous for its murals. The artwork covers the sides of buildings and bridges over busy roads. They add color and personality to the city. Many people drive by a huge mural of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra every day as they go to or from work. The mural is easily seen from a major road near the city center. Kent Twitchell created the mural in 1991. 20 years earlier, he painted another mural on the side of a two-floor house.
I decided to paint my favorite actor, Steve McQueen. You know, I didn't fancy myself as being some heavy-duty modernist artist. I just painted what felt good to me.
Photographs of that Steve McQueen mural made Kent Twitchell famous. His other works include a work in honor of the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, and paintings of America's founding fathers. Some important murals, however, have been painted over or damaged.
I was so naive, I thought I was living in Florence and that people would just appreciate it and love it, but that didn't turn out to be the case in many instances, and a lot of the great LA murals are gone now.
Some historic art in Los Angeles has been repaired. Leslie Rayner is with the Getty Conservation Institute. She says experts carefully repaired a mural from 1932 by visiting Mexican artist David Alfaro Siqueiros.
He painted this very controversial image of a crucified central figure with an eagle looming above him and some revolutionaries aiming their rifles at the eagle.
She says the message of the painting is not clear. The eagle could represent the United States or Mexico. Each country has chosen the bird as its national symbol. But local leaders objected to the image, so workers painted over the Siqueiros mural. Yet the mural served to motivate and influence other artists over the past half century. Artist Lydia Emily uses wall art to express a social message. In one mural, she tells the story of a victim of the sex trade. The artist says her work shows the face of the young woman named Jessica and a bird that represents freedom.
I did an interview with Jessica where I learned her entire story, how she was kidnapped, how she was sexually trafficked for her whole life, how she was rescued, how she became who she is today, and then I tried to paint the narrative.
Lydia Emily also painted a mural in Skid Row, a neighborhood where many homeless people live. It shows an African woman of the Maasai tribe and native birds of Kenya. The artist says the image represents the difficult life of the world's indigenous native peoples. Los Angeles officials once opposed murals and other street art. Now, they are providing support, as long as the owner of the property gives permission. Officials recently eased rules about street murals in an effort to get more art and color in the city. Wherever there are famous people, there are paparazzi. That is the Italian name for photographers who chase famous people in an effort to take their picture. Their photographs and video recordings can be worth a lot of money. Paparazzi sometimes wait outside the homes of actors, sports stars, and other famous people. The photographers may follow them as they go eat, go for a walk, and even fight among themselves. These pictures are often found later in newspapers and magazines. Giles Harrison owns the London Entertainment Group, a business based in Los Angeles. He sells pictures of famous people to all kinds of media organizations.
I used to see celebs all the time, but it never really occurred to me that I could make money off of taking photos of them, and now I know I can, I do.
He says most people like seeing pictures of famous people.
What they don't like is how they perceive that you get the photos. It's a guilty pleasure of everybody in the world.
One Saturday morning, Giles Harrison was looking for a new photo of someone famous. Someone like singer Britney Spears.
Is she there?
No, is she in town?
I think she's in town.
Mr. Harrison and his team are always looking for Hollywood stars.
Yeah, no, it's Robert Redford. Getting in the car.
He says taking pictures of famous people lets him follow his dream of being a reporter and adding a little excitement to his life.
I've hung out of helicopters, I've hung out of airplanes, I've done a lot of crazy things to get a shot.
He employs more than 30 other paparazzi around the world.
You sure you're sitting at the right house then? Because apparently she got burgled yesterday.
I'm sitting at the right house.
Giles Harrison likes to look for celebrities when he drives around Los Angeles. He does not like to wait near the home of a famous person. Michael Bergino is not a Hollywood actor, but he does like to read news about celebrities and watch videos online. He believes it is wrong for the paparazzi to photograph celebrities when they are with their children.
If they're with their family, yes, I think it should be, you know, that line right there where they shouldn't kind of try to interact with them yet.
Giles Harrison says he understands this concern, but he says many famous people cannot demand privacy and at the same time seek publicity.
You have people like the Kardashians doing photo shoots with their children and, you know, selling access to magazines. Once they open that door, you just can't switch it off.
And that is our program for today. It was based on reports from Mike O'Sullivan and Deanne Moses in Los Angeles. We would like to know what you want to hear about on a future show. Just write to VOA Learning English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You can also send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz. Thank you for spending some of your day with us here on the Voice of America.